I'm joined by Rhonda Reiff. We talk about ways to live with the seasons, ways to feel better, and ways to understand a little bit about ourselves and also how things affect our lives and the seasons change, and seasons mean a lot in terms of what we're doing. Winter is one that, as I said, I always try to, I figure I survive winter and I thrive in spring. This has not been, we have not had a very horrible winter or, very horrible winter. And so, I'm hoping for just a nice spring too, but, it is Rhonda joining me, and spring is coming. I mean, the official astrological, spring is coming on the 20th, right?
Yes, March 20th.
And that is, that's everywhere. That's the, Chinese season too, right?
Yeah, so when we switch seasons, then we also switch the seasons for Chinese medicine or traditional Chinese medicine. And right now we're in kidney bladder.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of things going on that deal with kidneys, bladder, infections, people maybe getting angry, that kind of stuff. But we're going to switch now on March 20th to the liver and the gallbladder, which, of course, both of those organs are sort of like cleaners in the body. So that's kind of where spring cleaning comes from. Not only should you clean your house, but you should take a look and maybe kind of rid your body full of things and also your mind and those kinds of things.
Spring cleaning is something we have talked about. I know we talked about that. We talked about the whole seasons of feng shui. But spring cleaning, it really is, you know, I guess what, getting rid of clutter is very important to being able to kind of clear your mind as well as clear your house and move on away from things. Clutter really does have a huge impact on anyone. I think of these shows that I watch occasionally on hoarders, and I'm thinking, my goodness, is that a clutter gone berserk? Is that what that is? I don't know.
Well, they say, you know, that our external environment is really a reflection of our internal being. But I think that it works both ways. I think that the external environment can also impact your internal being as well.
Okay. And, okay, well, we're talking about things that are going on in this month. And, spring cleaning is important. We're in Pisces right now. Aries will be following this, but and I guess what you were saying, your birthday's coming up. You're a little bit Pisces and a little bit Aries, is that right?
Actually, yeah, I was born down to the cusp, down to the minute between the two signs. So sometimes I fluctuate as a Pisces, and other times I'm probably more Aries.
All right, let's talk about spring. As spring comes in, we're talking about the colors that we eat, the colors that we live, the colors that we wear. That changes somewhat. The food that we eat is, and the colors of that food is different than it is in winter, isn't it?
Well, you're going to start noticing that you're going to want to be eating more springy things, things that are, because summer is when we actually get into the colors of things changing.
Okay.
Right now, we're still doing a lot of, you know, the greens and all of those things because we're not completely out of the cold weather. But
okay.
One of the things that's really interesting, because the liver is so important, and when we get ready to go into this new season, it's going to be, the liver controls the anger in the body, but it also, the gallbladder controls all the negative emotions. So it's really important that you want to have those things sort of functioning and going. And there's lots of things that can bog the liver down. Sugar, you know, diet products, any kind of soda, anything like that. Those kinds of things can affect the liver just as much as alcohol or other things. Medications can also affect the liver. So it's important that you want to make sure that everything's, you know, kind of at its optimal. And one of the things that happens to be March is National Celery Month. And so when I was doing research to talk about that on the show, one of the best benefits of celery or celery juice is it actually helps the liver and the gallbladder function. It sort of helps it to produce bile. It helps it to clear out things. It's actually just really, really good for you. And now celery is considered a superfood, which is kind of interesting because for years, you know, people are kind of like, celery, what flavor does that give? And so there's a couple ways to do it. If you are looking for more of the health benefits, juicing is the way to go, because otherwise you'd have to eat a lot of celery in order for that to happen. But the benefits are pretty much the same. Celery juice is going to also help with acid reflux. They both help with autoimmune system. They both help with diuretic. They have like a natural diuretic, which then in turn also can help lower blood pressure. It's also really good for your skin. It helps keeps you hydrated, and it can even help things like eczema and psoriasis. So there's like, if you were having an issue, that might be something you want to explore, of juicing some celery, or buying, you can actually buy pre-made celery juice, which I didn't know until this particular show either. You know, I just did a lot of research, and it's interesting how it, you know, science finds different things help, and then it becomes more of a trend and things with that too. And it also can help your hair grow.
Wow. Okay.
Aids in digestion. It can help boost your mood and even enhance your memory. And then, you know, for people that are out there that are maybe diabetic or on keto or something like that, it's a very low glycemic index. And it also is a very low-carb vegetable. And then it helps alkaline the body. So right now, with our Western ways that we eat and things that we do, our bodies are very acidic. And you want to have that sort of balance of that acid, alkaline. And we talked about alkaline
right.
water before. So the celery is kind of one of those ways that you can also help with that, sort of cancel out some of the acidic things that you might eat.
So, it's an alkaline. Really, yeah, celery juice would be alkaline based. Is that right?
And celery in general too. They both help to alkaline the body, help it become more alkaline instead of being more acidic. So yeah. So not only is it an alkaline particular vegetable, which most vegetables are, but it also then helps to have that lasting effect. So celery juice would be good if you're having issues with, you know, needing to become more alkaline instead of acidic.
All right. If you were talking about, you can buy just celery juice. How much celery juice should you have in a day? Is there a daily amount that you should have?
Well, it said that you can't overdo on it, but that it can also have effects because of the diuretic principle. It can also cause you to have, like, really clean the body. So you might have a lot of bowel movements or things like that. So you want to kind of take it easy right off the bat. But it was talking about that you could juice like a stalk a day and then just drink on it over the next day or so. So, you know, I wouldn't imagine that a stalk's going to make a lot of juice, because most of it's going to be pulp. But
right.
It has a lot of vitamins too. So it's got a lot of folate and B6, potassium, vitamin K, and vitamin C. So that's one of the other things too, is it's a contraindication if you're somebody who's taking blood thinners, or, you know, anything that's helped for an anticoagulant, because the vitamin K actually helps the blood to have, you know, healthy clotting. So you wouldn't want to drink a lot of this and eat a lot of celery if you're somebody that's on warfarin or something like that. But again, you'd have to eat a lot of celery, I think, for that to happen.
Okay.
Because we don't eat that much of it, you know?
Yeah, I think of when I it's hard for me to think of celery without thinking of carrots, and they seem to go together. Do they help each other by eating both?
Well, you know, of course they're both going to be a healthy vegetable, but
okay.
They're completely different, because the carrot is going to be orange. It's going to have a lot of those more orange properties, and it's going to help the eyesight, which also the liver does rule the eyesight. So there's that combination there. The carrots are going to be a little higher in the glycemic index. They're not going to be as low carb as what the celery will do. And they're going to have more vitamin A. So they're going to have different healing properties as opposed to the celery, which is going to be more of the green, which deals with issues with the heart and those kinds of things.
Okay. So, but celery, very healthy for you. Celery juice, especially, a very good thing to have, and figure out how much it works for you. And again, is it, I haven't been to the grocery store to see it, but apparently it is. Is it available around here? Do you know?
I don't know. I just was, you know, I thought it was really interesting that when I was researching National Celery Month, that you could actually buy just celery juice. That just seems kind of unusual to me, but apparently it's all the rave now, because celery has been found as this new superfood. So, and it's so funny because my dogs love celery. Every time they hear me get it out of the refrigerator and I start to clean it, they hear it snap and they're right there. They want some celery too. Now I usually peel it because I don't want them to get all those, you know, the stringy parts or whatever. But, you know, you don't think of celery as being anything that's that big of a draw to it, you know, but it does. And I was just watching the show the other day. They were talking about how their secret ingredient in their recipe was celery. And they said, you just can't believe it. Like, you think it doesn't have any flavor, it doesn't enhance anything, but yet it really does. So it's a very hydrating vegetable. It's very high in water, which is why it's really good for the alkalinity and also to help with the, like, to lower the blood pressure or other things that are going on to help keep you hydrated. Though it's good for the skin is because it has that high water content.
Eat more celery, drink more celery juice, and be healthier, basically, is what you're saying. Is that right? Which, spring is coming, and I think sometimes we talk about the changing of the seasons. I think if I'm correct, we were talking once about which change from season to season causes the most stress, and I think you said something about the switch from winter to spring was a stressful thing on the body. Is that still true?
It is true. It affects it differently. One of the more stressful ones is from fall to winter. That's more stressful on the mind. But then from winter into spring, it's also stressful because it's stressful with the wind element. Both of those are windy times in the fall and in the spring. So that has a lot of that sort of the wind element with that as well. But again, we are transitioning from the kidney bladder into the liver gallbladder. And the liver gallbladder, the gallbladder is where we store our stress. So, you know, we avoid things and it ends up, you know, affecting the gallbladder. And people be like, oh, I have my gallbladder out. Yeah, well, you probably had a lot of stress, which is what led to that. And it doesn't go away in Chinese medicine just because the organ's been removed. So, yeah, there is that stress, but a lot of it has to do with the wind. The wind is more what impacts us and it affects our mental abilities and our mind. And then that leads to other stress in the body and things with that, too.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Celery is the magic food and the magic drink of the day. And spring is coming, so be aware and understand what you can do to, I guess, what, do your own spring cleaning, get rid of your clutter, and move into a new season as healthy as you can be. If they want more information about you, about anything, it's just RhondaReif.com, isn't it?
That's correct, and you can reach me. Email, YouTube, you can get me through Facebook and also LinkedIn, all through that website.
All right. So, lots of ways, and you can also call her on the phone, 319-752-0175. And again, join us again next month when we talk more ways to live with the seasons with Rhonda right here.